Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I am G.R. Mobley. This is an educational grassroots program focused on uniting and leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again.
And it is now or never. I used to welcome everybody back to the show, but I have to emphasize that it is now or never. If we are going to get this nation off of the precipice of its demise, because those people who have been ardently working so hard to destroy this nation have finally positioned it into a point to where we are teetering at the brink of destruction. Most people realize this, and most people think, we can stop it. We have the ability to stop it, but we can't stop it on their terms. We cannot go down the path of wrestling and fighting with pigs. You do that, and you'll just be tired, you'll be exerted, and the pigs will love it. You'll be nasty, you'll be dirty, and again, the pigs just love the attention. And those who are actually pulling the strings, getting you to fight the pigs, will be happy because, one, you're entertaining them, and they know you will lose. Because as we have been fighting all of these branches of evil from the Leviathan of government, as you keep on striking at the branches, you have failed to hit the root of the problem. And the root of the problem is really simple, folks. The root of the problem is that everything we are dealing with are violations to the Constitution. We only have to enforce it, and we have the recipe of doing that. It is referred to as Republic Review. Now, we've made some changes, some updates to the ReclaimingTheRepublic.org website, so you probably want to go check that out. And we'll give you some more insights into some of the things we've added and some of the things we're putting in here. But nevertheless, what we want to do, because we have basically, I'll just say, quote unquote, sold this show in providing you a glimpse that as we move through today and the rest of this year, we are going to give you the recipe, the guidance, the map, whatever you want to call it, so that you understand what we have to do and what we have to demand. Remember, I have three premises. Reasonable people, equally informed, seldom disagree. The problem we have is that middle part. We're not all equally informed. But once we get there, that it makes it really easy to start agreeing. And the real problem of what we really lack in agreement isn't these philosophical, analysis books or what have you, editorializing what everybody thinks the problems are. And most conservative entertainers have their version out there, so go buy those because they're getting rich off of them. What I am telling you is we all have to read the source documents. We have to read what Madison wrote. We have to read what Jefferson wrote, specifically in their official capacity as president or as legislature or as what they were doing and or those points in time where they were inspired by the divine hand of providence to do something, such as that Declaration of Independence, that Constitution, and so forth. So anywho, what we are going to expose you to is nothing short of the truth and the clarity, because if you really want to win these battles, which we can win these battles with the truth. And I'm telling you what, we're going to find the enemy flat-footed. They won't know what to do, and they won't know how to deal with it because we're not fighting on their battlefield anymore. We have to take ownership and move the battle to the Constitution. Not out to the national level government of what the national government's doing. And where is this battle? This battle has to be done at your state. We need you to start focusing on your state, not the federal government. There are things that we will address with the federal government, like we want to make sure that the 2022 election provides enough constitutional Republicans to demand the removal of the Biden administration and to follow the Electoral College constitutional process. So that's really what we're going to sink our teeth into today. But before we do, I always have these obligatories. So one of the things I want to share with you is you are listening to the only show that gives you the academic evidence and the academic evidence-based solutions of where we've been, what we're doing, and where we're going. As a matter of fact, this show is also sponsored by republicreview.org. If you go to that domain, you'll find nothing. That domain is held for the states so that the states will take ownership of that domain. GR owns it only to hold for them. That is it, because we knew that somebody else would come, and as all of these things became available or people started making sense of things, they'd go, well, hey, we can kind of frustrate the process if we take ownership of that. And that's the last thing we want to let them do, is frustrate the process, if you know what I mean. So anyway, as we move forward, we do have sponsors, or actually we don't have sponsors. I have endorsements of people that I truly believe will help you. I truly believe these are patriots. I know they're patriots. I know these people. And I believe that they will give you a product and service that you'll be happy with. They're not paid sponsors. I don't have anybody that advertises on this show. But I do promote patriots and their businesses. If you've got a business and you're a patriot, let me know. I mean, you're not dealing with Glenn Beck where you have to pay $1 million to get an endorsement. I'm here to help you. I truly believe that when we're all successful, then we all succeed. And making you successful makes us successful. Because I believe that then if you become successful, you're capable of doing more and helping more and getting more involved. Do not think that businesses have the luxury of not being political. This goes to prove what we're dealing with today and the tyranny at the states and how the states have actually just slapped down and crushed businesses. I mean, how many businesses have gone out of business because businesses fell for the politically correct packaging? Oh, well, you know, we don't want to necessarily get involved in politics. Well, that'll teach you, won't it? You cannot separate politics from business because your whole livelihood is dependent upon people and whether they're willing to support their oath of office or come after you for ideological purposes. And that's what we're dealing with. So, as we tell you, we're here to give you the truth. And we're here to help wake up America because we can actually, and we're going to tell you that Trump can actually become president based on the 2020 election. We will get into all of that. But let's get through these endorsements first. Fortitude Financial Coaching. Gary Smith of Fortitude Financial Coaching will help you if you're ready to become disciplined and take control over your own finances. Give him a call. His contact information is on our links page. Go check it out. He's got his phone number there. Schedule some time, and he will give you a free consultation and work it out. There's nothing better than having your own financial freedom. As we've discussed with Gary on this program, over 80% of Americans are living hand-to-mouth, and most of them are carrying such a level of debt that they could be crushed, you know, in a minute. It only takes one little bad turn, and next thing you know, you're either going into bankruptcy or you're just losing things. And then you either run away or you go to jail or those types of things. And that's not a good feeling. I don't know how America is sleeping with those types of finances. But anyway, we also have free Constitution classes by Keith Broders and the Constitution Club. It's at constitutioneducation.us. That's where you'll find it online, constitutioneducation.us. Timber Nation, if you're looking for hardwood, walnut, oak, hickory, maple, they've got all the different hardwood. I think they can do exotic. Everything they'll do is custom. contact them and let them know how and what you would like to have. If you're looking to have a quality hardwood table, desk, audio rack, what they started in the specialties of just doing audio racks. And now they're willing to take on desks and all sorts of different types of furnishings. So if you're looking for a quality product and a quality service, I mean, the shipping's free. It comes in RTA, ready-to-assemble types of boxes. Very well-packed. Very impressed. If you want some good quality hardwood furnishings instead of this crap from China, and you may pay just a little bit more. I mean, I was really surprised at how much I paid for China crap. For what you're getting compared to, you know, what I got from Timber Nation. Check them out. TimberNation.com. If you've got audio equipment, ham radio equipment, high-end audio equipment, stuff that you want to preserve or protect from dust, dander, smoke, or what have you, go to RadioDustCovers.com and check them out and look at what you can get. They'll emboss the brand name or what have you, the electronics right over it. It's quality product, and it actually will protect and save your expensive electronics and computers and so forth. So this is what you need. And these are all custom ordered to give you what you need. Add Local is another one. They provide the ISP services for domain, your business's email services, that type of stuff. So check out addlocal.com. Just give Ben Carr a call, and he'd be happy to help you. And he actually gives discounts for Patriots. So let him know we sent you. All right, we'll be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our Republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to ReclaimingTheRepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review, as well as my description of the republic review model on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Friends, if you have any questions or comments, we have our 24-hour comment line at 425-270-5416.
Okay, so for those of you who may not be able to just, you know, stream or what have you, but you could actually just dial in and listen via the phone line, we actually have a free dial-in line to listen. It's 717-946-6952. So there you go. And again, that comment line that the promo just provided you with, 425-270-5416, that's 24/7, 365. It'll ring and it'll email me your voice message. If you have a question that actually drives into some some details, we'll call you up and we'll set up a time to where we can talk to you to, you know, understand, get our arms around what you're looking to understand or asking. And we will have that kind of like an interview. We're giving you the time because, believe me, I know how it is for people to just dial up, you know, being nervous and so forth, and, you know, just trying to talk to somebody on the radio. I know it's hard, you know, and it takes a little bit of time. There's some people that, you know, it's just natural, but a lot of other people, they just, I don't want to say fear of public speaking kind of thing, but maybe that's what part of it. But bottom line, we're here to try to accommodate. We know that if you can only dial in during the radio show, then it only gives you 1 hour out of the 24. So what we've created was a comment line to allow you to, at any point in time, you had a few drinks, make sure you articulate well and enunciate well so we can understand what you're saying. But, I mean, if it's really, you know, burning at you and, you know, it's in your craw and you want to get it off your back, then there you go. Just give us a call, 425-270-5416. And so before I actually go on, I want you to understand that this is not just a show where I, you know, am sitting on this chair of pontification and predicting and prophesying. That is not what I am doing. As a matter of fact, I'm a uniter. I am a leader of leaders and or I work with leaders and help them, whether that be by advising and or what have you. But I want to express my gratitude towards many of the leaders and organizations that I've connected with over the years. And my first connection was with Douglas V. Gibbs out of California with the Constitution Association. It didn't take them long to finally understand the merits of Republic Review, and he became a very good supporter. And he actually helped attune me to the trappings within the Patriot movement, the factions, and how divided they were regarding, like, the Convention of States and the anti-conventionites and all of those things. And so he helped me kind of clarify, because a lot of this stuff I was completely naive to. I had worked 30-some years in the intelligence community, about 35, in the intelligence community, and basically maintained a sterile political involvement. My focus was reading the Constitution, reading source documents, and understanding things that way instead of going and becoming a part of some myopic political organization or group or, you know, from anti-abortion to this and that, because I believe understanding the Constitution is really the solution, not just trying to fight on a moral issue. Because if you can talk to them and if you can talk to and articulate to the people in context to the Constitution and the Compact, and you put it into context of the Compact, you're going to win every time. That is the legal process. You know, you get up in front of somebody and say, this is just moral, this is evil. Well, okay, you may be right, but that doesn't make it, you know, a contractual or legal argument. It's a good moral argument. But that doesn't win when it comes to a legal argument, unfortunately. So anyway, the next person that I kind of reached out to and kind of became friends with and associated with was Edward G. Griffin, and his Red Pill University and Red Pill Expo. We was able to go and attend a couple of times. And this last time we actually provided a little video for, you know, instead of fighting town hall, become town hall in the New Orleans, or actually it was, I think, the Lafayette Red Pill Expo this past November. And so we hope to be able to contribute more in helping people start understanding what we have to do and how we have to start shifting our paradigms by understanding the Constitution better. Anyway, Patriot Soapbox, We the People live stream 24/7. They brought me on and got great support from that platform. They're an awesome group and nothing but patriots, and they're out there trying to fight the good fight. another thank you and acknowledgement to the Wyoming GOP party. They're the first and the only, they're the only Republican party that is taking a stand on supporting the Constitution. If you believe your state and the Republican Party of your state is willing to do that, you contact me, because I've reached out and all I have heard, and every time I try to deal with the Republican leadership, is I either get the hand or they are not interested in supporting the Constitution. We're going to give you an example of Washington State a little bit later on as we dive into what happened in the 2020 election. The We the People Foundation, Bob Schultz and his organization, the National Liberty Alliance, John Durash and his organization, and then we also have made successful connections with many of the Constitution Party states from Missouri, Washington, Minnesota, Michigan, Utah, Arizona, and the West Virginia state Constitution parties. We're also in working with and creating a strong alliance with the Constitutional Alliance with Mark Lerner, who is a huge subject matter expert in writing and helping legislators write the types of laws to fix problems. And we're working with them this year with getting some legislation through. And we'll tell you all about that as all of these things are moving forward, because we are actually engaged, we're in the fight, and we want you to understand that there's a lot of effort and a lot of work that needs to be done. Let's not just sit and think that by understanding and listening, we're getting work done. There's a formula to work. Look it up. Work equals force times distance. You ain't getting things done if you're not moving things, if you're not getting that form filled out, if you're not getting these things filed, you're not doing this or that. That's what work is, and so that's really important. Anyway, so let's kind of move on to what really happened in the 2020 election, because this is where the Biden administration is comfortably sitting on pins and needles for the entire 4 years and hoping that in the 2024 election, he can become a legitimate president, because currently he is an illegitimate president. The only process within the Constitution in choosing of the president is for the Electoral College to constitutionally form. The only way the Electoral College can constitutionally, you know, come together to form is when they are following the guidelines and the law that has been laid down by the state legislators. If you read the Constitution, it clearly states that the state legislators will choose the manner in choosing your electors. That doesn't mean that they can hand off the electors. So I'm going to go down a little tangent here, because the way we follow the Electoral College is absolutely unconstitutional. But the way the legislators have done it, if we just abide by that, it's still unconstitutional. But nevertheless, that's how we've been doing it. And we need to fix this. And believe you me, this is a part of one of the many things that absolutely has to be fixed. Because if you didn't know it, you're supposed to be voting for an elector. You're not supposed to be voting for your president. We're supposed to choose who we believe is the smartest on the issues of what would be best for us, and that person would then choose the president. And oh, by the way, they would choose the president from the entire field, not from the boiled down field that the party has created. When you read the Electoral College in Article 2, as well as the 12th Amendment, and I think it's the 20th, and there's one other amendment out there that kind of speaks a little bit about it, but it's not as important. The 12th Amendment and Article 2 are the two primary meaty parts of the Electoral College. And bottom line, we're not to have primaries. We're not to have this party control. When they wrote the Constitution, the party had no control over our government. And unfortunately, the Uniparty, when I say the Uniparty, that means the Democrat and Republican Party colluded and worked together in taking control of our government. And this is why we have these mob bosses, these party bosses that have been moving us. And this is why there's very little difference between the National Republican Party and the National Democrat Party. It's all about moving the tyranny forward and moving us into the globalist collective, period. That, I can't say it any better. And I got more evidence on this when we start looking at some of the other shenanigans that these two parties have done in corrupting your state government. And I'll just tell you right now, real quick, go look up your county committeeman and look at what a county committeeman used to be and what they were supposed to be doing. Anyway, we'll be right back, and we're going to dive into the Electoral College of 2020 and how it was ripe of unconstitutional configuration. Because bottom line, we had a huge separation of powers violation as well as direct violations of the Constitution. And so we will be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much.
If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me. AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and the 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADD-LOCAL or visit them on the web at www.addlocal.com.
To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
Don't forget, you can call our 24-hour comment line to ask a question or to speak on any topic. Dial 425-270-5416.
Okay, so to be clear, when we look at what happened in 2020, it was the perfect storm, right? What we needed was we needed the ability to create a scare factor that would get the people to actually cower to unconstitutional government without them having to use any real force. And they did this with COVID-19. And so what they did was they basically disbanded your government. They basically put it aside. Now, whether Trump was a part of this, whether Trump, I don't think so. I think you got to remember, I was the first critic of Trump in this whole process. And I said, there's some redeeming merits about this because of this. He is the first president that we have hired or we had elected that had no knowledge of the Constitution. I mean, he was a businessman. He wasn't a constitutional scholar. He didn't go to any of these schools to learn about constitutional details. The Bushes did. They learned at Yale and so forth, even though they weren't necessarily lawyers. They did learn about the Constitution and government, and because their focus was government. Now, Trump's focus was business and becoming successful. Obama and, you know, and then these other people be like, shoot, look at Biden. I mean, Biden was just an idiot that was a yes man, a sycophant for years and years and years. And as long as he was, you know, the monkey on the string dancing for the organ grinder, he was continually promoted and allowed to remain. Just like the Clintons, they're all of these politicians that are not true leaders, that are not truly bucking the system and providing the truth. I'm going to tell you, if you're going to point to Rand Paul, if you're going to point to Ron Paul, you're going to point to any of these people, they didn't understand the truth. Many of them actually misspoke the truth. And we can get into all of that. We can get into all of those details. And actually, we will cover those over the course of the next few months. But I got to tell you, there is no 30-second elevator pitch to give you what you need to know and what we have to do to save this Constitution and our Republic. But I will tell you this, that on January 6th, or actually it was January 4th, we provided the We the People organization, as well as other people that we worked with, that we actually called some state legislators out of Montana and out of other states to go sign these petitions. So if you go to the Reclaiming the Republic page, we have a petition page. Now, the site menu is not on the left, it's on the right. So if you go down the site menu, you'll find a button that says petitions. You click on that, and it'll take you to the petitions page. Right here is the entire history of what's going on with these First Amendment petitions for the redress of grievances. See, we used the Constitution. We didn't ask you to go out and cross some bridge in a protest on a nice day so that you could make friends and feel good about, you know, being involved in something. No, we are actually trying to fight the fight and win the battle on the terms of the Constitution. And so Bob Schultz and the We the People Foundation and myself and this radio show got thousands of people to sign these petitions. We had a very short fuse time. We got started at the end of November, first thing in February, or first thing in December, and it was February when I think the lawsuit was filed. But in December, we went out, and he went through getting electrical signatures, and we went through to get physical. We put the physical forms out, signature forms. And then we asked state legislatures, who I know signed on behalf of all of the people that they represent, for Congress to do its job. And these petitions were to demand that Congress throw out and not accept the unconstitutional Electoral College. Now, if you go through the petitions page, you will find the First Amendment petition for the redress of grievances, or for the redress of violations of the Electoral and Guarantee Clause. And when you look at this document, it is how many pages? It's 18 pages. And if you go to page 5, you will be at the beginning of how every state we identified the Congress that 31 states violated the Electoral College Clause. Where we had either governors, we had judges, we had secretary of states, all changed the manner in choosing the elector, or in the presidential election, in choosing how these people were to vote. That is a constitutional responsibility of the state legislators. The only way they can, not they do it, and somebody else, like a secretary of state or somebody else, is for an amendment. There's nowhere in the Constitution that allows emergency measures it's just like the 14th Amendment and the restriction on states that they can't make or create any law that abridges your privileges and immunities. There is no except in emergency clause. It doesn't exist. They do not have emergency powers to suspend your rights, your constitutionally protected rights. And they've been doing it. And they also said, you know what, we need to do this so that we can get the outcome of the election. We need to get rid of Trump. And 31 states, and many of them were Republican states. Like you'll notice at the very top, it was Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, What the heck happened? Those three states are Republican or red states, and they violated the Constitution. In other words, they were told by the script and the agenda of the globalists, this is what we're going to tell everybody as this problem goes out. You're going to have to do this because you can't just pull in. Because the only way they could have constitutionally done this is to allow the state legislatures to reconvene to actually dictate how this was to be done. And they knew that if they got some of these rebel-rousing, you know, constitutionalists, because not everybody was a rhino, that they would actually gum up the works and may not get the, I'll just say, everything in place to allow them to manipulate the outcome of the 2020 election, which is exactly what they did. So it doesn't matter how the voting fraud played out. All of these voting fraud scandals, as disastrous as it was and as reprehensible and repugnant that it is, we have these voting problems in America. That was not the bigger issue. The bigger issue is the Constitution was directly violated, and that Congress, in accepting the Electoral College, has the due or the requirement to do the due diligence to confirm that they have a constitutional electoral college. They didn't. We called them out. They were petitioned. Every member of Congress was served with these First Amendment petitions on the 4th of January. In other words, they received them. Even Vice President Pence received this notification that they were obligated. This petition right here you're looking at on the petitions page stated that they were obligated to reject the Electoral College. Their only course of action is very clear. This is where you can go and look at the lawsuit. The remedy is right within the Constitution, and their only course of action was to exercise the 12th Amendment. In other words, because the Electoral College, because there was only 130 some odd electors who were legitimate electors. All the rest of them were unconstitutional and illegal. 401 illegal electors. It was that big of a magnitude. Okay, so what do you do when you don't have enough electors? It's right there in the 12th Amendment that the House goes into its chambers and the Senate goes into its chambers. And the House votes for the president. And the Senate chooses the vice president. And what should have happened on January 6th was just that. They should have exercised the 12th Amendment and given us a legitimate constitutional president. But instead, they accepted the unconstitutional Electoral College. Now, what happened, because they ignored this First Amendment. Oh, no, by the way, when you petition government, your First Amendment petition, they are legally obligated to respond. If you want to understand the consequences or the teeth within the First Amendment petition, Bob Schultz, I have right at the very bottom of the petitions page, it's a 5 or 6 page document that gives you the history of the First Amendment petition for the redress of grievances. And as you start reading this and you start understanding, you can understand why this whole thing has become perverted and obfuscated and why they're trying to convince you that you have a right to protest. You don't have a right of First Amendment petition for the redress of grievances to government. So you can go out into the streets and be a nuisance, but you can't come into their chambers and demand that they do their job. How dare you? Well, folks, that's how successful they have been in perverting our Constitution and our self-government and our ability to hold them accountable. Because that's why the First Amendment for the right of petition for the redress of grievances was injected, was to hold them accountable. And if they failed to redress or fix the problem, we are no longer obligated to pay taxes. Now, to me, this isn't about taxes anymore. This is about getting and forcing things to be right. We don't have time to, you know, try to worry about the money. We're actually looking at our government that's falling off the cliff. And so we actually have to get active and involved now. So as you go look at your state and as you realize, we're going to actually show you later on in shows down the road how we're going to go after these judges. We're going to go after these secretaries of state and so forth. And we're going to hold them accountable. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about what should have happened on January 6th.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
Folks, as you know, online fraud is on the rise, and it's more important than ever for your new and existing customers to be able to determine whether they are using a website with a secured connection. If you didn't know, Google mandated in 2017 that all data submitted to its linked websites must be secure with SSL certificates. Without SSL certificates, your site is listed by Google as not secure. In other words, without these certificates, your site will be harder to find, and this will impact new traffic and ultimately your revenue. Whether you're a blogger or in e-commerce, AdLocal will help protect your website from all forms of data breaches, phishing scams, and build a secure environment for your businesses, big or small. Contact AdLocal by calling 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com for custom pricing. As a reminder, if you have any questions or comments, we have a 24-hour comment line, 425-270-5416.
Okay, so now technically, just a little bit more history on what happened, and I think it was like December 18th when Bob finally got these petitions done. And we talked a little bit about it at the end of November and early December, and then finally, by the 18th, we've got these documents, and we were sitting on a dime. We didn't have enough time and money to be able to, do a really good campaign to getting people behind this. So we kind of worked together and just accepted it for what it was and moved forward, because I wanted to point out that he needed to be a little bit more clear. But bottom line, what he provided was sufficient to prove that the Constitution was being violated. I think if you read his original petition, what he was suggesting was that the Electoral College, or the election goes back to the state legislatures for the legislatures to choose. But he was misinformed, because actually the 12th Amendment clarifies that if the Electoral College cannot constitutionally provide a majority winner, which they couldn't, then the 12th Amendment is exercised, and that simplifies the entire process, that the nation wouldn't have had to wait a month or two, that the Congress would go into their chambers and they would vote. And what would have happened is, because if you read it, the states in the House of Representatives vote as delegates, so they get one vote. And what would happen is the red states would have, except for Wyoming, Liz Cheney would have thrown Trump under the bus. There's no doubt in my mind. She is a rhino, and she's a globalist, and she has proven herself. This is why she's in big trouble. But there are things we need to do to fix this so that these rhinos can no longer, everybody that is being purchased and paid for by the globalists with all of these millions of dollars, there's a way to fix all of this. And we'll dive into that in this show as well, as we move forward through all of the tactical and strategic planning and things that we have to do And we can do this year. and hopefully we can get through most of it this first month. So hang in there, folks. You know, Rome may not have been built in a day, but we, because of what the divine hand of providence gave us, because as I tell people all the time, only he knew what we would be facing in these days, in these last days, as we're looking at the demise of this nation, that he rose up. And so only he knew. So he gave us everything we needed. The one thing, the last piece that we didn't have was the 14th Amendment. All the other amendments really don't provide anything that we, you know, could use or does us any harm. But I am here to tell you that we have all of the weapons and all of the leverage necessary to force the federal government into full compliance and to free the states and to free their economy, to allow this nation to blossom like it has never blossomed ever before. And the fact is, this is because we have a society now that has, I will just say, I don't want to use the word enlightenment, but we have a society where people have a much deeper comprehension and an aptitude and ability just because of the technologies and those other types of things. The problem is that there's too many people that are coming out of the education system that will need further education because they're just getting social engineering. They're strictly becoming programmed and indoctrinated into what the government wants them to be and do instead of actually becoming contributors to a free society. Anyway, and as a matter of fact, we pointed out last week the necessity of going back to the Tory Acts and what we needed to do so. We don't need and we cannot create new committees of safety. And here's a hint of looking forward. The Constitution gave us militias, and we're going to prove all of this. But one of the parts of the – because there's two parts of the militia. There's the organized militia and the unorganized militia. Well, the unorganized militia may be an unorganized paramilitary militia, but it doesn't mean it can't be organized. In other words, it's not organized as a paramilitary militia. But what we can do is we can create constitutional counties, and it's not that hard. And I'm telling you, most of the people, as soon as they start understanding the unorganized militia, will quickly come on board with this because it's not like they're going to have to pull triggers. They can if they want, but they were not going to be obligated to do that. That's something that individuals will do on their own. That's something that they can do on, because they can do it right now on their own. But what they are doing is they're getting organized as citizens at the county to holding their public servants, their local public servants, their state public servants accountable and making their government accountable to them because we haven't done this. We've become complacent and this is how we do it. And we can't trust the Uniparty to do this. The only state that I trust to do this, as far as a party goes of the two, of the Democrat Republican, is Wyoming. But anyway, so we provided this information. Had those people on January 6th, instead of marching and protesting, organized themselves into providing a First Amendment petition and demanded a audience with Congress. Let me be clear. Go read the First Amendment. Congress cannot make any law that abridges your right to petition them. In other words, they locked the door. They created an impossible way for you to petition them. They have created a law violating your First Amendment right in petitioning Congress. And so what you should have done and what they should have done was they should have actually stood there and says, open these doors. We have a First Amendment petition for the redress of grievances, and we want these grievances addressed immediately in regards to this election. And they would have been in the right. And this whole legal battle of protesting and insurgency, because bottom line, there's nothing in the Constitution that allows you or gives you the right to protest. Just so you know, historically, The first protest under this Constitution was called the Whiskey Rebellion. 24 people were arrested who protested, and two were convicted of treason. They were all charged with treason, and two were convicted. It is treasonous behavior to protest constitutional government. We have a First Amendment right to question and challenge unconstitutional government, not protest. And so we have to change our paradigm, and we have to demand that our public servants stop allowing these protests in Portland and Seattle and all these other places. And as a matter of fact, give you a little history. Prior to the 2020 election, Bob Schultz and I worked together in petitioning the people, and we went to the Republican Party of Washington State to say this was in August 28th. He made a phone call, I made a phone call to the Washington Party headquarters, and said, look, we have a guaranteed way to get Inslee off of the battle or off of the ballot and get two Republicans, because the top two that just came out of the primary was the two challengers. If Inslee's no longer there, then the top two would rise up and it would have been Culp and Freeze. And so we basically said, you have a guaranteed shot at having a Republican governor. You need to get behind this. And they didn't do a thing. They stonewalled. They didn't care. So everybody that's a Republican that thinks that the Republicans care, they don't. There's the only one state that I've been able to prove that, you know, is leading on the Constitution, and that is Wyoming. I'd like to see other states. I'd love to see competition amongst parties to do this. I would love to see how we could force the parties to accelerate to the highest ground possible that they could be, stripping themselves of political agendas and issues and so forth, and strictly focusing themselves on, you know, good government and full compliance of the Constitution, which is what we should be expecting from our public servants. And, you know, woe be unto us for allowing us to kind of fall into the trappings of political agendas being provided as a facade by the party and saying, oh, this is what we need to have. This is what we need to do. So anyway, this petition was provided. Congress actually rejected the petition. They never responded to the petition, never told us why they refused to respond to this petition. And therefore, in February, after enough days to where they should have had time to respond, they didn't. We filed, and actually it was Bob Schultz and I think Tony that actually did the filing, because they did the bulk. They did all the bulk work. So, I mean, my hat's off to them. I helped a little bit in advising and telling them what and how and so forth. But bottom line, they filed in February, and they are on the docket currently. So what does this mean? There is a current lawsuit for the first time that is suing Congress for fixing this presidential crisis, this constitutional crisis of our presidential election. And so what do we do about this? Well, it's going to be very simple. All we have to do is we have to get, you're going to have to tune in to film at 11. I'm sorry, folks. We have to get this election and the outcome of this election to point us down this path. And how to do that and all of that will be coming in the next show and the next show and the next show. You're going to want to follow this stuff because we're giving you the truth. And these things will actually work. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're Reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless.
Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org and let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic.